The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Good Vibrations. Today I have on Jean Adrian. She's a radio host of InnerSpeak Soul Adventures and Voices of Soul. She's the author of Reframe Your World and Soul Adventures and the founder of InnerSpeak and a channel of the beings of now. Welcome, Jean.
Hey, Lynn. Thank you so much for letting me be on your show today.
Oh, I'm very excited. Sounds like you got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, one or two.
So let's start out by, what are we going to do for these folks today? We're going to talk about your InnerSpeak work and how they can clear a lot of stuff from their past. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think so. Because you know what? Really, it's all about personal power, you know. And I think for me and my message kind of universally is that there's really not anything we can't do. We just have to figure out that we are powerful and aligned enough to do it. And, you know, the other piece of that whole thing is that if there's nothing we can't do, then how come we get sick and we lose our jobs and we don't have enough money to pay the bills and our relationships fall apart and all of that? So,
yeah,
that's the bottom line. I think that pretty much everybody would like to have the answer to. And I guess what I found over time for myself, this is what's true for me, and for those of you who are listening to this, you have to come to your own realization about what's true for you. So take what you want and leave the rest. But what I found over time is that my own worst enemy is me, and everything that isn't going exactly right in my life has to do with some thought, some word, some feeling, some belief, or some old program that is only mine. Nobody else is involved. There are no victims. You know, it took me 50 plus years to figure out that I wasn't a victim. You know, and once I actually acknowledged that, then sort of everything else began to fall into place. So what one needs to do in order to get to that space where everything is going swimmingly well in their life all the time is to locate all of the thoughts, all of the beliefs, all the old programming, all that stuff that isn't producing the results that you want, and figure out what you need to do to unwind them or to neutralize them or just to let them go. And so that's what InnerSpeak is all about. It's a tool. It's like a language that allows you to communicate with your soul or your higher self to say, okay, higher self, I admit I probably have some culpability in whatever it is not working for me. So what do I need to do? Let it go. And if we knew the language of the soul, you know, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now because nobody would have any issues. Because we'd always do what our soul told us to do because it would be the right thing to do, you know. But we don't know the language. We hear this kind of buzzing or droning around in our head or just outside the reach of our reality. But we don't know what it means, and so we ignore it. And even when we try, sometimes we don't quite get what the soul wants us to do. Even when we ask, sometimes we don't understand the language. So
one of my problems is even when I get an answer, sometimes I ignore it anyways.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you don't really realize that the answer is, in fact, the answer to what you asked. You know, a good friend and mentor, Steve Rother, who channels the group, in an old channel a long time ago, the group said to remind everybody that we are God. We're just not the only God. You know, we're God with a little g. And God's answer to every question is always yes. You know, everything we ask for will be created for us because that's how the universal laws work. So you just have to really be conscious of what you're asking for. You know, in the old days we would say, be careful what you ask for because you're probably going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, my thought now is to be very conscious of it so that I phrase my questions in a way that I produce for myself the results that I really want.
Awesome. So you're going to give people a little taste of that today and how they can frame their questions?
Absolutely, I will. And, you know, if anybody wants to call in, I'm willing to do little fast clearings for people. You know, if they just call into your regular call-in number, you might want to tell them what that is.
It's 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792.
And I would be delighted to assist your listeners with clearing away some of the things that are holding them back from having the relationships, the wealth and abundance, the good health. You know, it works in any area of your life. And it's probably as simple as you know, the Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry I created this, please forgive me, I love you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's, to me, that's one of the most simple and most powerful releasing tools that there is. And it's probably just that simple. You know, all you have to do is focus your attention on what you want and put your energy behind it, and you would create it anyway. Unfortunately, you know, we have all those old programs and those old beliefs. I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not powerful enough. I don't deserve it. That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing that keeps that from working for all of us 100% of the time.
And for any of you out there listening that's saying, what does this have to do with vibrational medicine? Science is finally catching up and doing a bunch of research. And one of my favorite shows, and I've mentioned this several times, is Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman. And they're actually finding out that different thoughts and different emotions and different beliefs all change the shape of the cell. And changing the shape of the cell then is what leads to disease down the line. So you keep your thoughts and your consciousness where it needs to be, and you don't miscreate and create the disease that you don't want. So that's really what Gene's talking about today, is raising consciousness and clearing out all the old wounds of the past.
Absolutely.
So
you know,
a little bit
everything
more
is energy. It's all energy. It's all frequency. It's all vibration. That's because that's all there is. It goes back to cause. And the original cause is energy or a tone or a frequency or vibration. And even though my work is healing with words, behind those words is a separate frequency or vibration with everything that I do. It's interesting because my work, it's a channeled modality, and the full protocol is 144 files of information. And each of those files contains 36 pieces of information. That information might be a sentence, a word, or a phrase. And so I teach this work all over the world, and so every country that I go to, they translate it into their native tongue. And many years ago, I was working in Holland. And there was a gentleman there by the name of Herbert who was doing the work to translate the protocol into Dutch. And he kept, in his own wonderful way, trying to change it. He would send me an email, and he said, well, the same phrase is on page 3, and it's also on page 97. Can't we just eliminate? And I was like, no, Herbert, you can't, because the same phrase on page 3 has one frequency, and the same words on page 97 carry a completely different frequency just based on how they are in the protocol, where they are on the grid, if you will. And so even though when I do a session with a client, it sounds like I'm just talking to them. Whereas, you know, for example, when you do a session with a client, you're using tuning forks, you're using crystals, you're using color and light. Mine is just words. But those words modify the frequency at the cellular level, just like your sound and your light and your color do.
Mm-hmm. And so people, what are some of these power tools that you're talking about that we're going to use to change the consciousness?
I'm sorry?
What are some of the power tools that you're talking about that we're going to use to change the consciousness?
Absolutely. Yeah, I have a new book coming out in September called Power Tools. And some of these tools relate to accountability and responsibility and grounding our energy and doing things a bit differently than we've ever done them before. For example, grounding is something we've all known about for a long time. You know, you got to stay grounded. You know, when you meditate, you really need to take your intentions and ground them deep down into Mother Earth, you know, go into a meditative space and put down roots deeply into, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what we didn't realize was that grounding is also relates to electricity and bringing pure potential into reality. You know, lightning is a real good example of this. Lightning is beautiful. Right now I'm in the middle of a lightning storm in Atlanta where I live. And, you're seeing these wonderful, jagged, glowing waves of electricity go across the sky. And a few minutes later, you hear a lot of noise. And it's beautiful, but it's just potential. It's electrical potential in one of its finest manifestations until it reaches the ground. And once it reaches the ground, the potential actually manifests into reality. And it can kill you. It can burn down your house. It can topple a tree. You know, you name it. Because the power of electricity coming from lightning is so strong, but it does nothing until it reaches the ground. So what we have to do is we've got to receive our thoughts from our highest inspiration, which, you know, would be our higher self or our soul, and bring them down through ourselves and ground them. And the way that seems to be working best in 21st century reality appears to be doing this all through our heart center, expanding our heart center to the place where it can take our consciousness and create or ground the consciousness of what we want so that we can manifest it into reality. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. But on that note, we're going to take a break and we'll come back and keep talking about these power tools.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo Live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back. This is Lynn Waldrop with Good Vibrations. Today with me is Jean Adrian. She's a radio show host of her own of InnerSpeak Soul Adventures and Voices of Soul, and author of two books and founder of the InnerSpeak cards and a channel of the beings of now. And welcome back, Jean.
Yeah, thanks, Lynn.
So we're talking about different power tools that people can use to raise and change consciousness so that they can stop miscreating lack and the things that they really don't want to create in their life.
Exactly.
So we were talking about the lightning and the electricity and how all these relate to your power tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that one was grounding. Another one is detaching or releasing. And, you know, my tool for detaching and releasing is the Sawzall. You know, that wonderful power tool that can cut through everything. It's a thing that runs off compressed air and is made by Milwaukee Tools. That was my inspiration for the detaching and releasing tool. One of the things that we never got taught in school, and never got taught in Sunday school either, those of us who were raised in, you know, in church, was the fact that the universe operates on a set of guidelines. They're always the same. They never change. In the past, they've been called universal laws. I'm beginning to think now that law really isn't appropriate for us as we move into unity consciousness, into the fifth dimension, because now everything is about choice. So I kind of like to call them universal guidelines, but the truth is that even though the universe looks to be chaos, it's actually chaos is order. I think that's been proven by the quantum physicists. And so the same things will repeat themselves always unless we change them. You know, and so one of those universal guidelines that everybody is so familiar with is the law of attraction. You know, you have to, you've got to be what you want to create in your life. For example, if you want to create a relationship in your life, you've got to become your own beloved. You have to become love. If you want to create money in your life, you've got to become wealth. You have to hold the frequency of money. And when you hold the frequency of money, it will come to you like a magnet, attracts iron shavings. Well, another one of those universal guidelines is the guideline of no attachments. We're not supposed to be attached to anything. You know, and masters throughout time have come to teach us that lesson. Probably one of the most recent teachers of that lesson was Jesus. And he said, you know, you can't serve God and mammon. You're not supposed to be attached to anything. And what happens is we get attached to everything. You know, we get attached to relationships, and we don't want to stay in a end a relationship. We'll stay in a relationship, you know, way long after that relationship had served its purpose in helping us to master some sort of a life lesson. We get attached to money, you know, and we'll put money in savings and hoard it. We get attached to security. We get real attached to our kids. We think that our children are ours, you know, even though we're just their biological benefactors. We just brought them here. They were never ours to begin with. I think one of the things we get the most attached to is being right. You know, and we'll defend our stand on something all the way to the death in some cases. you know, and really it was just an attachment to being right. Well, it doesn't serve us to be attached to anything. So if you can use a tool that will allow you to detach from everything you're attached to, and that might be old programming, old belief systems, it could be anything. What you find once you free yourself from attachments is that you're able then to get into a space where the universe can bring to you things that are actually more in alignment with your truth. Does that make sense?
Yes. And so how do people do that?
Well, the first thing generally that one has to do in order to figure out how to manifest, how to detach from stuff and then manifest things that are in alignment with their truth is they got to figure out what their truth is. And I, you know, and I'm speaking just from my own personal experience. I went through probably 60 years of my life not really understanding what was my truth. I had taken on and become attached to everybody else's truth. The things that people told me were real and were right, I had believed, especially if that came to me from someone that I considered to be a person of authority. So some of these things that I got all attached to came from my childhood, where my parents told me, you know, good girls don't do this, men don't cry, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And because it came from my parents and they were the big people that brought me here and protected me and loved me, then it had to be right, didn't it? So I believed it. And, you know, then I started going to school and the teachers would tell me this, that, and the other, and they were the authority figures, so that had to be right. Got to college, and boy, those were really authority figures, you know. And so by the time I became an adult, I was carrying around with me a whole set of beliefs and programs that just had to be right because they were told to me by somebody who had authority. And when I began to really research myself and excavate through all of that stuff, what I found was that very few of them were paradigms that belonged to Jean, that were really mine. So what I had to do was detach from all that stuff and began to figure out what was my truth. And I got to tell you, you know, since I was a little child, that's been one of my passions in life, was trying to find the truth. I mean, detective stories always intrigued me. And I was a little detective. I always wanted to know, you know, what was the truth and how do I solve this puzzle? My favorite game growing up was the game Clue, you know, because I could always solve the mystery over and over and over again. And so I began this lifelong search for truth. And for 50 some odd years, I was looking for truth with a capital T in quotes. It never occurred to me to look for Jean's truth. And once I started doing that, everything shifted for me. I mean, I've had so many shifts in the last 5 years. I can't even remember who I was really even 5 years ago because so much has changed. But how I tell people to begin to look for their truth is to sit down and figure out what is so important to you that you would defend it at all costs, defend it to the death. You know, so that would mean that my jewelry, I probably wouldn't defend that to the death. My house, it's just stuff. You know, my kids, maybe. So family. Family might be one of those things that would be a core value for me. And then when I started digging down through that more and more, what I found was that my core values or my truth had to do with honesty, integrity, truth, family, love, things like that. And I began to realize that those things were the things that were important to me. Now, you know, what might be the core values for Lynn might very possibly be different than mine. And the same thing goes for anybody who's listening to us. You know, so you've got to figure out what it is that is important to you that is your truth. And then once you understand your truth, then it behooves you to make it be your mission in life to stay in that truth. And so if something is not in alignment with my truth, I can't go there. I can't be with it. I can't do it anymore. And, you know, that's what caused me a couple of years ago to leave the corporate world and to do my healing work full time, because what was happening in the corporate world was not in alignment with my truth anymore. So, you know, it begins to change your life, if that makes sense.
And so people, will they become aware of when to make those kind of changes? Because there's a lot of people in the metaphysical community or that have dabbled in it that they just have a tendency just to kind of dump things and start over again.
Yeah. And, you know, in a lot of cases, that's not all bad, Lynn, because when you can dump something, it means you really weren't attached to it. And when you're not attached to something, you can look at things objectively. But, you know, then there's that whole thing about throwing the baby out with the bathwater, you know. So that's why I always tell people when I'm speaking is that it's my truth. And I'm always going to only talk to you from my truth and never from someone else's truth. And then I want, you know, you need to put what comes out of my mouth into your heart and figure out if it really resonates with you. And everything that I say might not resonate with you. Some of it might. If I can only impart one nugget of my truth that resonates with somebody, I feel like I've done my job.
That's why I'm starting to put seed planter on my cards.
There you go. Yeah. Absolutely. Because, you know, we can't change anyone else.
Nope.
All we can do is be ourselves. And when here's really kind of the bottom line of vibrational medicine, is when you are completely 100% in your truth and you're operating in integrity, then anyone who comes into proximity with you will receive little seeds. You know, they'll catch it from your field. And that's why, you know, I can't tell somebody how to be in integrity, how to heal themselves. But what I can do is show them the places where they're out of alignment and suggest to them things that they might do in order to get back into alignment with their truth. And that's really what my work does. That's what it's all about, is going and finding those places that are out of alignment with a person's truth and showing them ways that potentially they could get back into alignment, and then letting them do the work. Because in my world, the only person that can heal is a person themselves.
And on that note, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more about the power tools and how you can make these kind of changes in your life.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjoe Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Lynn Waldrop on Good Vibrations, and today we're talking with Jean Adrian about the Inner Speak method on how you can clear a lot of junk out of your closet so that you can create the happiest and most joyous future you can't even imagine. Welcome back, Jean.
Thanks, Lynn. And you know what? It's so easy to do. To have a one-on-one private session with me takes about an hour, and I will tell you, it's not cheap, but there's such an easy way to do this work for yourself. You can use my Inner Speak cards, which you can get in most any metaphysical bookstore. You can get them off my website, Amazon.com. And also, you can go, if you go on my website, which is jeanadrienne.com, J-E-A-N-A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E.com, you can, if you sign up for my newsletter, you can receive a two-week free trial of an online automated version of these cards. So, this is how you can clear your stuff in the privacy of your own home. But you know what I'd love to do? You've told me that you've had connection issues for the last few shows. We're obviously not having connection issues today because everything's working really well. But why don't we clear for you, Lynn, why you created all of this hassle getting dropped off of your own radio show and things like that when you've been trying to connect in the past. You want to do that?
I'd love it.
Okay. So everything that I do, I work in surrender to spirit. So just take a minute, Lynn, and put your attention on how you felt whenever you've gotten disconnected, the frustration or whatever you felt. And just surrender it to spirit and ask for help in looking at what we need to look at today so that we can clear this away so you don't manifest this anymore.
Gotcha.
Okay. So the first card that I pulled of the Inner Speak card, the red cards are the source cards. This is where you created this block. And it's usually never where you think it's going to be. This is actually something, Lynn, that... that's a belief or a program that you created back when you were in your mother's womb about interruption. And I had two cards fall out at the same time when I was pulling cards. The other one was overwhelmed by an authority figure. So something happened when you were in your mother's womb. Let's just see. Was it first trimester? So the second trimester of gestation while you were in your mother's womb. Do you know anything at all about your mom's pregnancy with you?
My birth mother gave me up for adoption, so I'm sure it was very stressful for her.
Okay. And not only that, but that answers a lot of questions. I got the big chill of truth on that one. What happens, when one, is given up for adoption is that the birth mother begins in about the fourth trimester to emotionally disconnect from the fetus because she knows that she's not going to be able to keep the baby, so she begins to pull back. And so, it creates disconnection. Does that make sense?
My disconnection
on that
problem.
One. Okay. The second color cards are the orange cards. These are the setup cards. This is what happened around this, what the setup was around this disconnection that took place when you were in the second trimester of gestation. And it says you were forced out of a partnership, and the other thing says denied infidelity. So I think someone made a promise to your birth mother that they didn't keep.
That's true.
And at another level, You know, you had made a contract with your birth mother that didn't get kept. So that's the setup around this. The next set of cards are the yellow cards. This is the soul reaction. This is what this did to your soul. And this is where you're vibrating right now. That's causing you, as you're giving birth to a new way of reaching out into the world, and you're in your second trimester, right? You're starting your second round, second trimester of shows on Voice America. Well, guess what? This issue is up for clearing. So the soul reaction on this is your ability to be in relationship was disrupted. So you're having relationship issues with your listeners because you keep disconnecting. I love it. Yeah, our bodies and minds and spirits are so literal sometimes. All right, the next cards are the blue cards, and these are the stuck belief. And the stuck belief is, I have to struggle. So, you know, this is just causing a lot of hassle and struggle for you on a weekly basis that doesn't actually need to be there because, you know, today, and probably because your higher self knew we were going to do this today, it was very easy for you to connect, right? And we haven't had any disconnections.
Nope, no problems. And last week, just for everybody who hasn't been listening, last week I got disconnected from my own show 3 times.
Wow. Okay, so the next set of cards are the green cards. So we're going to pull 3 of the green cards, but it wants me to actually pull 4 of them. I'm going to pull 4 of these, and we're going to do these little clearings. So what I want you to do, Lynn, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to go find this little baby, baby Lynn, still in her mother's womb. And she is hurt. She feels disconnected. She feels not in relationship. She feels lied to. She's angry as all get out, and she's very afraid. What's going to happen to me? Am I going to die? You know? So what I want you to do is find this little baby and just hold her in your arms and comfort her and let her let go of all of her fear and all of her anger. Just hold her until she stops screaming and crying and calms down. And where this energy and this block sits for you is in your solar plexus, in your power center. So what I want you to do is put your attention on your solar plexus chakra and just invite it to open to release all of the wounds surrounding your conception, gestation, and birth. And just let your solar plexus heal itself. Excellent. And now what I want you to do is I want you to, as that little baby, I want you to help this baby piece of Lynn to forgive all concerned. So help her to forgive her mother. Help her to forgive the man who made promises to her and didn't keep them, which would be your birth father. Help her to forgive God. Because at some level, it's like, how could you have let this happen? Is a disconnect from God. And help her to forgive herself, because that sweet little child blames herself. It's all my fault. If I hadn't come along, none of this would have happened. Excellent. And now what I want you to do in your imagination, Lynn, I just want you to kneel and surrender and supplication to spirit and ask that all of these old programs from before you were born to be completely cleansed away from you now, forever, in every dimension, in every aspect, and just let it all go. Yeah. And then you receive blessings for having the courage to do this work. And the blessings you receive, the first one is courage. Courage to follow your heart's command, stand in your truth and march forward on it. The second blessing is a blessing of union, connectedness, connectedness to yourself, to spirit, to your family, family of origin, and soul family, and all your listeners. And the final blessing is release from overwhelm. And it's gratitude that owns every clearing. So just take a minute and give thanks. Give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, your guides. And give thanks to yourself because you did the work.
And thanks to you. That was beautiful.
Cool. And see how simple it is? And that little piece is not something that would have been obvious. Sometimes we need a language to help us to listen to our soul and go back to where we created whatever the block was. In this case, you know, just a lot of struggle around getting your show to go smoothly every week.
That is so funny because, you know, I teach a lot about doing different types of creation and how you need to be the creator and you need to be the mover and you need to be the connector. And the connector piece is the piece my whole life that I've had the most difficulty with. So I just surround myself with connectors, people who, you know, just connect you with everybody, connect you with clients, connect you with, you know, publishers, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. And, you know, for me, this kind of fits into that realm as well, just connecting on a lot of different levels, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that you're going to, you'll see incredible change off of something that was very simplistic. And this, you know, this process is automated on my website. If you go to jeanadrian.com, up in the very right-hand corner of the homepage, it just says enter your email address to subscribe to the newsletter and get a free gift. And the free gift is a two-week subscription to do as many of these clearings as one would like to do. I really suggest people only do one a day because, you know, you could put yourself into overwhelm and into a healing crisis by trying to get rid of too much at one time. It's very powerful. It works. It works quickly and easily, and you can do it yourself.
Well, that's awesome. I appreciate that. See, you guys didn't call in, so I'm the one that got the goodies.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be back in a few more minutes with Jean Adrian.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit SoundColorAndLightForLife.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. And if you've been listening today, I have with me Jean Adrian, and she is the founder of InnerSpeak Method. And she just used a little bit of that on me so that you could see how easy it is to use the cards that she has on her website, which is www.jeanadrian.com. That's JeanAdrienne.com. And Jean, we'd love for you to talk a little bit about what classes you have coming up. Can they take the classes online? How can they connect with you?
Yeah, you know what? I love traveling around the world, and I teach the InterSpeak method, breakthrough coaching method, all over the world. I just got back from France and Turkey, where I pretty much spent the whole month of June teaching. But I'm now teaching everything as an online course. You know, I also still go places, but really I think, you know, because travel has become so expensive anymore, you know, most people don't really want to travel to train. So I'm doing it all online. So the courses that I have available right now, the two are Passion Power, and this is a coaching class to help you figure out what your passion is and learn how to capitalize on it, learn how to turn it into money to fill up your wallet. And it's a four webinar class. It's done entirely online, and you can do it at your leisure. It's an in-home webinar study class. And each of the classes has a workbook, PDF workbook, that's associated with it. You can sign up for that on the homepage of my website. The second thing I teach is how to actually do the InterSpeak Breakthrough Coaching Method, which is this process that we've done, you know, that to actually work on yourself or to work on clients with full sessions to go drill in really deeply and clear away things. And you know, generally you have to only clear it one time with InterSpeak. It clears once and for all and goes through all time. And that's available as a webinar as well. That's a self-paced. It's a four 90-minute webinars, and then there are 4 one-hour one-on-ones with me to practice the method, to get your questions answered, and just to get more in-depth detail. And that's actually a certification class. At the end of that, you're certified as an InterSpeak facilitator. And then the second level of InterSpeak training will actually be a webinar. I've never done this as a webinar before. It's going to start September the 9th, and it will be 5 90-minute web classes with 4 one-hour one-on-one coaching classes with me to actually build a business. And what I do is provide business in a box, all the templates that someone would require to both do the InterSpeak coaching work and teach that InterSpeak first class to students to, you know, to build your clientele and to actually create for yourself, you know, a web-based training system that can enable you to work on clients all over the world. InterSpeak works beautifully remotely, as you can see. We weren't in the same room, but we did a great clearing for Lynn. I work with people all over the world. I work with them via Skype or via phone. And so this is something anyone can do. If you're already doing some sort of a healing or coaching modality, it makes a great adjunct to enable you to get it down deep into the blocks that come from past lives, that come from ancestors that are stored in the DNA, that may be just gestational, as Lynn's issue was today. You know, so you can add that to your toolbox for what you're already doing, or if you're looking for a way to create a career for yourself or to reinvent yourself, you can build a wonderful, profitable coaching business from the ground up using InterSpeak. So that's what's going on. Also, every Monday at 1 o'clock Eastern time, you can get clearings with me on sky.radio.com, which is CBS Radio's The Psychic Network. And every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern time, I'm on awakeningzone.com, and my show is Voices of Soul, and it's every Tuesday night from 8 to 9:30.
You are a busy bee.
I am. I love what I do.
That's awesome. So tell them a little bit in the few remaining minutes that we have. You have two books out as well called Soul Adventures and Reframe Your World. Mm-hmm. And just give them a little snippet of what they can find in your books.
Absolutely. Soul Adventures was my first book. I published that back in 2003, and it's actually my story. It's how I went from dysfunctional childhood and dysfunctional life to getting on my path, to moving into my passion, to finding my truth, and actually then to creating the InterSpeak process. So it's my story. It's the story of the little girl who only wanted to be loved, but she didn't know how to find that love. And you can find that on my website or Amazon.com or your local bookstore. The second one, Reframe Your World, again, was created out of crisis. I had what might be termed by some people a nervous breakdown. I fell apart in the parking lot of the grocery store one day and became basically non-functional and paralyzed sitting behind the seat of my car. And what it was I realized that I was afraid, but I had no reason to be afraid. And when I, you know, really got more clear on it, I realized I didn't know who I was anymore. This was as I was going through this process. I had created InnerSpeak by this time. I'd been doing a lot of work on myself. I had changed so radically that I didn't know who I was. And it created this meltdown. And I made a commitment to myself in the parking lot of the grocery store that I was going to chronicle my journey out of that dark hole, that dark night of the soul, because I knew that if I was experiencing this, I bet you there were a lot of other people who were experiencing it as well. So Reframe Your World is a 16-chapter, 16-lesson workbook. It's an experiential journey through kind of figuring out who you are and standing in your power and working from your truth and working in your passion. And then I have a new book coming out. It's going to be published by John Hunt Publishing, and it's due to release mid-September of this year, and that's called Power Tools. And we were talking about some of those power tools earlier on in the show. Then I have the InnerSpeak cards. They're available in Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, my website, if you want, pretty much any bookstore. And so you can actually hold these cards in your hands and do the same work that we just did. I also have another deck of cards that are called Reconnecting Soul. They are 142 glyphs, energetic glyphs, that activate latent strands of DNA and their associated attributes of consciousness. My guides told me a long time ago that at one point in the human species, we actually had 144 strands of DNA, not just two. And somewhere along the way, we either lost them, we gave them away, or we forgot where we left them. And it was time now for us to find that energy, find that frequency, and reclaim our power. So these are their pictures. I drew all these pictures, then I had them created into art. And each of these pictures holds the frequency of an attribute of Christ consciousness and a strand of DNA. And so you meditate on the glyph, and you know, and that allows you through your attention and your intention to actually activate that or reactivate for yourself that aspect of consciousness.
And whatever you do, don't open them all at the same time because they will rock your world.
Yeah, there is that. There is that. You know, that's again, that goes back to, you know, be very judicious in how you frame your questions or make your choices.
There you go. Well, Jean, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for my clearing. Hopefully I'll never, ever have disconnection problems again. I'll let you know how that goes.
Well, now you know you've got a workaround. You see that you have a choice. You know?
So thanks again. So next week we have a very interesting guest coming on. It's Rudrani Devi, and she's a woman that I just connected with recently that has a fascinating story. She's an American that was in India in 2008 when the Mumbai terrorist attacks happened, and there were hundreds of people that were killed and very few that survived, and she was shot twice and survived it. And so next week we're going to talk about when the doctor tells you you will never walk again or you will never do whatever that is again. And just since 2008, she has run 29 marathons, and running is her favorite thing in the world. And we're going to talk about what vibrational healing methods that you can use to bring you back from that situation and actually begin to live your life more fully than you did even before. So I hope you all will join in with us, and I hope you all have a wonderfully healthy week.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific on 3 p.m. time for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.